Emergency War Surgery. Emergency War Surgery, 4th United States Revision. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 33. 1. About what percentage of all trauma casualties requiring evacuation do not require any blood product transfusion? 75%. 2. What is the leading cause of preventable deaths during war? Exsanguinating hemorrhage. 3. What percentage of evacuated casualties will lose large volumes of blood during initial care and require massive transfusions, 10 or more units of red blood cells in 24 hours? 5 to 8%. 4. What should be immediately applied to extremities with potential for life-threatening blood loss? Tourniquets. 5. Which group of blood products are the predominant type fielded with forward surgical units? O-stored RBCs. 6. Which type of RBCs are safe for emergency transfusion until the ABO type of the casualty is known? Type O. 7. What is the only type of plasma considered safe for emergency transfusion? AB. 8. Only what percentage of the population has AB blood? 4%. 9. Massive transfusion is typically defined as needing how many or more units of blood in 24 hours? 10. 10. Blood products should be transfused with a goal ratio of what? 6 RBCs to 6 FFPs to 1 APLT. 11. What develops in trauma patients from conductive, convective, evaporative, and radiative losses due to environmental and surgical exposure? Hypothermia. 12. What is a common complication due to extracellular potassium that increases over time in stored RBCs? Hyperkalemia. 13. How many minutes at best does emergency fresh whole blood collection take from the request to its bedside availability? 30 to 45. 14. Approximately what percentage of all transfusions are accompanied by a temperature elevation? 1%. 15. What is the estimated mortality rate for recognized transfusion-related acute lung injury? 5 to 8%. 16. What is the only transfusion reaction in which the blood product can be continued? Urticaria. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.